I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Everybody, welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 152. Yes, episode 152. And with me today, I have Alex.
Wow, I'm actually on time on this one.
Yeah, you're actually on time, and I'm the late one this time.
Yeah. You're late. Oh my God, we're gonna have a baby.
Right? Yeah.
It was like, wait, what? Like,
goddamn menstrual cycles.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. This is what happens when we don't use protection.
Right, exactly.
It's like, wait, what are you talking about? Oh, Steve likes to get into fights, and, you know, he didn't have his bat, and so, you know.
Yeah, that's the only way to get away from it, right?
Yeah. Everyone right now is gonna be like confused as hell. Like, what are they talking about? Like, nah, fuck? we're rambling nonsense.
Like, just within the first 2 minutes, just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I can see everybody right now. Whatever, like, wait, is he having a litter of puppies? Is he the father of dragons? What the fuck? Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's all good though. It's all good. That's how we do.
Yeah. I think you and I, whatever, like our friendship relationship or whatever, has been like we both are like out there, but we've worked so well together.
Right, exactly. We're just we are two random individuals when it comes to a lot of shit.
Yeah, and to this day, whatever, our friendship has always been like that. That, you know, that you're saying you're one of the few people that actually gets me, and vice versa.
Yeah. You, Charlie and Brian are the few people that actually get me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I had, because I have a subscription to Salvador.
Yeah.
It's the new streaming service. It's like, what does that consist of? Geeking out, friendship.
Basically.
And random jokingness. Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that a word? It is now.
Fuck yeah, it is. it's the word of the day.
Yeah.
There you go, exactly. Fucking Pee Wee. God damn it.
I'm not gonna fuck Pee Wee. He's my hero. You know, like I love him, but I'm not in love with him.
Well, yeah. So what you been up to, dude? It's been a week.
Yeah, I wasn't able to come on like early last time because while you guys were recording, I was actually on my way back from a weekend trip to Albany.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Actually, it's like a town from Albany called Delmar, I think it is, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, yeah.
Wow, we were.
It's a sexy time.
Yeah.
Like, wait, where is this going? Oh, yeah. All right. So, we were invited to go upstate. Jennifer's best friend, her parents, threw the invites for us to go upstate to their place just to hang out, you know. So to hang out, to get away from the city. And it was an experience. Because the thing is this, Jennifer's best friend, right? You know, she's Polish descent. So
what?
Polish descent.
Ah, yes.
So the first thing was like, you know, because I think at this point people know that, you know, we're you and I are, you know, Spanish background or, you know, Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we don't sound lispy when we talk all Spanish, but whatever.
Right. We can pass off as the non-Hispanic type.
Yeah. So yeah. So
they just see our complexion a little bit. Like they start to question it. Like, are you Mexican or something?
Well, to most of Middle America, yes.
Yeah, basically.
All right, but going back. So we were throwing the invite out there, and it was, I mean, the cuisine, like for eating out there, whatever, was different, but everything was delicious. You know what I mean? And it's a nice escape to just get away from the city.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, going upstate, like, you really can just clear your head and just, you know, just kind of like, just like,
just get away.
Yeah, it's an inexpensive getaway, kind of, because, you know, like, we when it came back by bus, and, you know, even though it's not like super expensive, it's not cheap either, but oh, you know, just all in all, it was just fun, dude. And what I can tell you is this: from Friday night to Sunday morning, every meal consisted of some alcohol.
Nice.
So imagine, if you will, of how relaxed I was after this week, after this past weekend.
Shot, 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 shot.
Dude, my new best friend is Speedus.
Ah, yes, okay.
But, you know, since, dude, that alcohol, what is it? It's Polish alcohol that's 190 something proof.
Jesus Christ.
So you cannot drink it straight.
Right, you have to mix it with something.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if you want to be brave, by all means, but that is the equivalent of drinking fucking, you know, go-kart gasoline, dude. There you go. See, look at, they heard me, nope, or whatever. Now they gotta come get me.
I'm good.
No, but yeah, so what they did was the father had that mixed with it was like a tart cherry, like you know, like juice or whatever, and it was just good, dude. So, oh man. And then the other thing was, you know, we bought alcohol too. So my coffee consisted of Kahlua.
Nice.
So you know, you know, drinking alcohol, and then we had a Polish beer that's really good too, nice and smooth, but the name is, I think it's like Zibowitz or something like that, and it was really smooth, dude. Like I said, just the authentic experience of, you know, hanging out with a Polish family, especially with the family that, like, When I first hooked up with Jennifer and I first met her best friend's parents, they, like, you know, they really took a liking to me.
Of course.
And they, oh my God, dude. Like, they treated me like one of their kids. And when I went up there that weekend, they made sure that I was okay.
That's what's up. That's how it should be, you know. Whenever you go away, you don't expect, especially if you go to, like, you know, kind of like family's house or whatever, you expect them to fucking take care of you, not just take care of you, like, oh yeah, here's this, this, and this, make sure you, you know, do your thing, but it's more like take care of you, like you're part of the family.
I mean, we brought stuff too, because, you know, like how the courtesy thing of, like, when you do go somewhere, yeah.
never go empty-handed.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you don't want to be that guy.
See, but that's the thing, like, that's also, like, I guess that's an ethnic thing as well, because there's a lot of people that don't do that, or a lot of not necessarily races, or, you know, just like I guess the way people are brought up.
Yeah,
they don't think that way.
You know, we did offer to, like, wash dishes and stuff, but they wouldn't have it. Like, you know, they were like, we're guests.
Of course, yeah.
So yeah, so it was Jennifer and I, her, you know. Her, you know, her best friend, which was, you know, her parents, you know, the one that you know, her name. Oh, so I'll just say her name. Her name is Anna. So it was Anna. Her husband Harvey, and their two kids. So, you know, right. it was a packed house, okay. But, you know, like, yeah. not too crazy. And then Anna's brother lives there too. So it was, you know, it was just a fun weekend of just joking looking around, family time. Oh man. And then one of my favorite like things of that weekend was that they did a campfire in the back.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, it was
we
lit a campfire, so we roasted fucking, this is gonna sound horrible, Polish sausage, and we also made s'mores. Yay.
Nice.
So yeah,
it's a good combination right there.
Sausage and s'mores.
S'more sausages.
Yeah. S'more sausages, please.
That's the name of the show. S'more sausages.
Please. But yeah, so that was this past weekend. And then this week with work, it was it was different, dude. Cause my coworker that always helps me out during work had vacation this week. So my shift at work has been like just super busy,
piling on you and shit.
Yeah. And I like, you know, the whole thing is I got so accustomed to my coworker helping me out that this week like really took its toll, dude. Like I'm fucking beyond drained.
Damn, that sucks, dude.
That's all right. I mean, the good thing is the weekend I get to crash.
Exactly.
I'm gonna probably go to the movies tomorrow with Jennifer. We're gonna go see more than likely Dumbo.
Sweet. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So, and then other than that, that's pretty much it, dude. I'm also planning to see if I can do some, like, you know, some more drawing this weekend too. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. What about you, dude?
Well, fuck yeah. So this week has been a hell of a fucking week. It's had its ups and downs, but one of the things that I really want to talk about was I guess kind of like an update on my DDP yoga, and then one other thing after this, but I've been doing it for a little bit more than a month, and I feel fucking fantastic. Like it's changed a lot of the way that I do things, and it's helped me in my mental shit. It's helped me, you know, try to be positive and, you know, keep moving forward and doing the things that I should be doing.
I was gonna ask you, you're catching random motherfuckers with diamond cutters out of nowhere,
right? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's like you know, hey Steve, we need help, we help with work. Bang!
No, bang, bitch.
but
the only thing that like I've kind of not really been doing right is actually dieting. So
that's one of the hardest things though.
Right, exactly. And even though I've been doing everything, like I haven't really seen much of a physical change. Like I've seen like, you know, just the fact that I'm sweating and doing all this shit, but what's the point of me doing all the sweating if I'm not actually losing the weight and actually doing the things that I need to do? Because I'm losing, you know, all these extra calories and all these extra, all this other shit, but I'm gaining it back by eating the shit that I've been eating.
Yeah, but you know, is your diet like total shit that, you know, that...
It's just sort of like regular food, you know, like I just eat regular food.
Well, let me tell you something right now, dude. And we've already discussed this on the podcast before. Yeah. Like recently, whatever, I've been, you know, diagnosed as diabetic shortly after my hip replacement, right? So, and before I went for my hip replacements, I was far from being diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
After all this was said and done, out of nowhere, it just came, you know, it just came, and I had to change my diet. Now, I've dropped weight. I've also put it back, but the reason why is it's just, you know, no matter what, like, even with a change in diet or whatever, within time, it's like your body gets accustomed to whatever anyway.
Absolutely. And, but the thing is that...
Also remember, dude, I'm on, like, pills. So because the pills and stuff like that or whatever, I guess, you know.
Right, yeah, I understand that. See, but the thing is with me is that, like, I'm not on pills. The only medication that I really have is, like, my asthma medication. But that's just, like, once a day or so or once a week or whatever. It's not something that is constantly being used. But, like, the thing is, like, I want to lose some weight. And I think the best way that I can lose it is by going on a regular diet and actually cutting out a bunch of shit that I've been using that's not really helping me.
Okay, I can tell you right now, like I said, from experience with that, never deprive yourself of things that you like.
Oh no, 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 no. See,
because,
but this,
you know, the whole thing of cutting stuff completely. That, like, you know, all that's gonna do is, you know, like, when you cheat, you're gonna cheat hard.
Oh yeah, yeah. See, but this is what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about going like completely like, oh fuck everything, I'm not gonna eat anything diet. I'm thinking about doing the whole like either like the ketogenic diet or like the carnivore diet.
You can find something that works for you, dude. Like, honestly,
yeah.
The first step that I can tell you is do something that's like, first off, and it's the best thing to say, affordable.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like the, between the ketogenic and the carnivore diet, they're both pretty much the same thing. They're both either high in protein or high in fat. So the more protein, the more fat you eat, it basically balances out the fact that you're basically taking out sugars and carbs.
Yeah, carbs.
That's my killer right there.
That's like, you know, like, carbs is not necessarily a bad thing, but too much of it is.
Right, exactly. See, with me, like, okay, like, I may not eat a lot of bread, but I do like sandwiches, right?
Yeah, what makes a sandwich? Bread.
Right, exactly. But not only just that, but like I may eat to see like a sandwich every now and then or whatever. But the fact that like Harley likes making sandwiches, she likes like peanut butter and jellies and shit, but she doesn't like the crust. So the thing with me is like I'll cut the crust, and then me being the person that like I'm not a very wasteful person, I'll eat the fucking crust. So
now my question: do you do whole wheat or do you do white bread?
Just a regular bread, because it's, she doesn't care. It's just fucking Harley. But that's the thing. Like, that's something that I need to cut out, is actually, you know, eating the bread. And not only just the bread, but the sugars too. Because sometimes, like, I'll just want to fucking eat sugar. Like, I want to eat, like, some fucking, like, candy or something.
Dude, the hardest thing for me was, because if you remember correctly for me, that every time when I had my meals, I used to always have a snack cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, cutting that was like pulling teeth, dude. But it helped out a lot.
And I see, mean, the thing is, like,
once in a blue, I'll have a little Debbie here and there. But like, you know, but before, you know, how it was hard, because it was every day when I had my lunch, I had my fucking snack cakes.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first things that had to go, and I was just like, Jesus, man, like,
right.
I wanted to kill motherfuckers. Like,
yeah, no, I feel you. The thing with this diet, like, what I would wind up basically getting away from is, of course, it's gonna be rice.
That's hard too.
Pasta.
Not so hard. You can find alternatives.
Right, and bread for the most part. And
bread is hard, especially because, you know, like I said, for us, it was always our go-to.
Right, exactly. And and potatoes, basically, because that's just starch. You're just eating crazy starch.
You can cut down on potatoes. I mean, right. you don't have to deprive yourself, like I said.
Right.
But
with this diet,
you can find alternatives.
With, like, these two, honestly, things that I'm telling you, with the ketogenic and the carnivore stuff, you're basically cutting out all of that. All you're doing is eating just meat.
All right, so what I can tell you is this, dude. With like potatoes, what's a good alternative? You can still have potatoes, but add cauliflower to it.
Right, yeah.
You know, and if you make it more cauliflower and less potato, like, you know, you can still have the potato taste, right? But it's a lot healthier.
Well, yeah, and also with the cauliflower has really no flavor.
Yeah, but like I said, mixing it with some potato does help. And, you know, you can season the fuck out of it, dude. Because, you know, seasoning is not going to get you fucking, you know, unless you do high in salt.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, that's stuff that I've been looking into. And I'm like, it's something that I know I can do. Because if I put my mind to it, I can do it.
Listen, ultimately, I know you're doing this for two reasons. Well, it's going to be for yourself, but... I know you're thinking about, like, you know, I want to be there for the kids. I want to be healthier. I want to be able to chase the kid if the kid starts acting up. Harley, you know.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, like, with the fact that I've been doing the DDPO guys of late, like, I have had the energy to actually, like, catch up with her and do shit with her a little bit more.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe I should eventually open mine.
You should.
Don't scold me, Mom. Listen, you already know, man. Like, I, at this point, like, I'm not to mention personal stuff, but.
I know, you got a lot of personal shit going on.
Yeah, I really do. Like, you know, like, outside of the podcast, you know firsthand.
Yeah, I know.
A majority of the reason why I don't work on the comic like that is because there's a lot of personal stuff outside of the podcast and outside of work.
Yeah, that's totally understandable, dude.
Yeah, but I do gotta make time because, I mean, it would be nice, man, because a personal goal of mine is that I would like to have one more match just to get it out of my system, maybe for my 40th.
Okay, that works. That's like another couple of years, so you gotta.
Yeah, so I got time. So I got, you know, I'm gonna convince myself to, you know, to. I gotta start making time. I do want to go back to the gym because I miss working out. Working out was fun.
Dude, try DDP yoga. It will help a lot.
Maybe, like I said, I'll keep you posted, and I'll keep the listeners posted.
You sound like Brian watching fucking DC female movies and shit.
No, there's a difference. I actually would give it a chance. Unlike Brian, that, you know, like, oh, I don't like Wonder Woman. The Justice League was bad. Her was bad. I'm not gonna do it. It's like, listen, I give stuff a shot just to see, because. Even though I did procrastinate on Justice League, I told you I was satisfied with it.
Yeah,
you know, it's just people like Brian or whatever. Like, I like to call it Marvelized. That they're so accustomed to, like, you know, the Marvel style that
they expect everything to be the Marvel style. Yeah,
yeah, like anything else or whatever. Oh, it's not as good.
Anything else is uncivilized.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
If you don't let anything other than inner city geeks is uncivilized.
Right, exactly.
but you know what? Like I said, when I start getting more of my personal shit together, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing that I kind of wanted to talk about was something that I've actually been watching. And it's something that actually is fucking really good. Like, I never saw it before. Like, I had, like, seen commercials and shit for it. And I've kind of been binging on the first couple seasons of Into the Badlands.
I watched the first season a while back. It wasn't bad. It didn't grab me like that.
So, I love it because it's a mixture of course, it's post-apocalyptic shit that's happening, right?
Yeah.
So it's after the apocalypse, and there is no real technology anymore. So that's why you don't see people with fucking cell phones or computers. There are cars, but there are nobody really has guns. So everybody's really using, like, swords and shit. So it's like a fucking, it's like a post-apocalyptic fucking, like karate.
Yeah, that's a good way of explaining it, dude.
Yeah. And I fucking love it because I love fucking karate flicks.
Dude, we grew up on that, man.
Yeah.
What was it? Every Saturday or whatever, they had the Kung Fu like marathon.
Yeah. Dude, that shit is fucking good, dude. It's really fucking good. I enjoy the fuck out of it so far. And then, like, from the difference between the first season and the second season, of course, it's longer, but the second season also has, they bring in other characters as well in the second season, because at the end of the first season, some shit happens that changes a lot of the tone of the movie, or the show. And it's really good. It's really interesting. So, like, I'm excited to see the rest of it, and I really like it. And I suggest anybody to watch Into the Badlands. And it's fucking great.
Well, I think I told you the one thing I suggest to you that if you get a chance to watch is actually Happy.
Happy, yeah. Yeah, that's the next thing on my list.
Yeah, the new episode played on Wednesday, but because the personal things that went on, I wasn't able to catch it. So I'm gonna try to catch the episode this weekend.
Yeah. I still gotta watch a whole season of it anyway, so
yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, after like two episodes, you're gonna really get into it. Like, and I think it's like what, 10 episodes for a season?
I'm not sure.
Like 8 to 10 episodes, and like I said, it was fairly entertaining, like very very entertaining. And I told you, like for me, like I really got into it, and then the last episode kind of got me in the feels. I'm not gonna spoil it, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and from something, because I listened to the podcast, the part that you were talking about last week, the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the same boat with you, dude, that the older I get, the more movies and everything I watch, I get more emotional.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, I guess it comes to her story, like,
everything brings tears.
Yeah. Older Hispanic men, whatever, everything feels. Emotion.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, why did this person have to go? No,
right, exactly. That's kind of one of the main reasons why I kind of stopped watching The Walking Dead, was because of Carl. The last episode that I watched was the last episode before Carl finally died.
Oh well, this season was pretty good, and this last episode was kind of like up there when it comes to the whole.
I heard it was really good.
Oh my God, Jennifer could not like stop crying at the end of that episode.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm really trying to leave it as generic as possible, because I don't like, if you haven't seen it, I mean, like, they spoiled the fuck out of it online anyway. But
of course, yeah. But I've been avoiding all that shit.
Yeah, but
even though I don't watch it, I still kind of want to get back into it.
Dude, I say this because Jennifer now recently, whatever, because I guess a couple of friends convinced her to watch Game of Thrones, so she's been watching Game of Thrones and she's really getting into that.
Dude, that show was fucking great, dude.
Dude, I tried. I just can't get into it.
It's really fucking good.
I'm not saying it's bad, because it's not.
So, picture this, okay? Picture a Spanish soap opera.
Mixed with D&D.
No, taking place, yes, with D&D, but also taking place way back in the day with dragons.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm not saying it's bad, because I've sat, like, with Jennifer watching, not really paying attention, right?
But
she's watching it, but also remember, I'm
paying attention to.
Steve, remember, I'm working. So she's watching this, during times where I should be resting to go for the next day at work. So right, I'm like half asleep anyway.
Yeah, I got you.
But yeah, but oh my God, dude. But with the way The Walking Dead played out or whatever, now I want to go back and catch up on Fear, The Walking Dead. Because Fear started getting better too. I just felt behind on that. I'm behind on The Flash. I still got to catch up with Gotham. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm like two episodes behind on Gotham.
I'm like half a season behind on Gotham.
Nice. Yeah, so.
Where I'm up to right now is that you just found out that that Gordon's old friend or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Is like mercenary,
uh-huh.
And I think he's supposed to be Bane.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, this is Shane West, actually. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shane West is the dude that's playing him, and he becomes Bane.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I was like, that's not how the origin story goes.
Yeah, no, of course not. They've strayed away from origin stories in this entire show.
No, because the Victor Free story, whatever, is kind of like the fucking animated series thing.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, not everybody's origin story in the show is the exact same way as it was in the comics.
True. I know. You gotta make it, you know, for entertainment of television. I know.
Right.
It's like saying the whole thing of Penguin kind of, you know, getting gay feels for Riddler.
Yeah, Penguin being, like, all over the place.
But you know what? Robin Lord Taylor is a good actor. And, like, his portrayal is actually, he's, like, one of my favorite characters because he's just so over the top.
Dude, him and fucking, I fucking love the dude that's playing the Riddler.
Oh, that guy too is good.
He's fucking great.
What is it? To be honest with you, another character I love fucking Donald Logue, whatever, is a fucking bully.
Yeah. They're all great fucking actors.
I mean, I wish they could do more of a spin-off or whatever, but you know, I just guess, you know, it's courses run, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And plus, they didn't want to continue it and be like, yo, we're going to fucking, your show is going to get canceled. So they're like, fuck it, we're going to cancel, we're going to finish it now. And end it.
Yeah, well, kind of like how fucking Kirk Sutter did with fucking Sons of Anarchy, because he, you know.
Exactly.
Because Kirk Sutter was like saying, like, you know, after a while, you know, you do want to end it on top, because you don't want to be like, well, it started getting weak around season, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to see what's happening in the next couple episodes of that. The last episode I watched, some crazy shit happened. And you actually see, like, Bruce doing his shit thing. So yeah, it's good shit, man. So, it's time to get into some geek shit.
And there's a few things, too.
Oh yeah, there's a couple things. Where should we start? Should we start with your stuff first?
Yeah, we can start with that. So, what was it, like a couple days back, Marvel Studios put out the poster for Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really nice poster. You have a lot of people that, you know, that survived the snap on it, but the first glaring thing that a lot of people pointed out, like, you know, fans pointed out, that Danai Gurira's name was not on the poster.
Yeah.
So because of that, a lot of people, like, you know, oh, you know.
Dude, there was so much backlash for that shit.
Dude, they were like, fucking, you know, people that aren't even really, like, you know, like, they're like, fucking Bradley Cooper is not even in it like that or whatever. You know, he's CGI'd and he got fucking top billing. I was like, well.
And then what I was telling you before we got onto the show, whatever, the other day, is that, like, a lot of people would say, oh yeah, look, it's the race card. She's not on it because she's black. But no, it's not because of that either. It's because fucking Don Cheadle's is on there.
Yeah, he said Don Cheadle's.
Yeah, that's what I always call him. I always call him Don Cheadle's.
But yeah, he's on there. Like, you know, you have everybody else on there, and yeah, it was a big thing. So I think they re-released the poster, put her name on it. So people were like a little bit better on it. But then something else was put out there. They put out all the posters because, you know, that whole new meme of Avengers of Fallen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So apparently, you find out, even though it wasn't shown in Infinity War, right? You find out more of the casualties of the snap.
Mm-hmm.
And one person where everybody got, like, kind of all, you know, like, no!
Right,
was Shuri.
Yeah. Fucking the Black Panther's sister.
I'm sorry, hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry. The missus had to go get the charger from the room, so
okay.
She interrupted. All right, so yeah, so going back, Can we edit that? We just leave it as is.
We'll leave it as is.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, you know, yay, married life. the disrespect. I'm recording.
As you can tell, my charger. I've been leaving just about everything in.
Yeah, well, it makes it better anyway.
Yeah, it makes it show that we're weird. Yeah, we're weird, but we're human.
We're human with emotions and feelings. Max, I'm feeling and thinking from my face.
Exactly.
But yeah, but so they put out like a set of posters that it's the color posters of people that are still alive, mm-hmm. and the black and white posters, the ones that, you know, that got caught with the
that passed away. Not just the snap, but there's also one with Gamora.
Gamora and Loki.
Yeah. So it's just pretty much anybody that died in Avengers Infinity Wars.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody that was a casualty of that whole movie.
Anybody that's fallen, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so so a lot of people were just like, you know, like people like responses like, who the fuck is running Wakanda now? And I was like, simple, fucking Danai Gurira or whatever. But she just doesn't get any billing though.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. She's in a place that nobody really wants, that shouldn't really be out there anyway, because it's supposed to be a hidden city.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was just interesting when I saw that. Oh,
it's super. It really is. Because it makes you think like, well, why wasn't it there? Why wasn't she there at all?
Because they were focusing more on that big fight,
right? Yeah,
with Thanos' lackeys and, you know, the and every Avengers.
Yeah. Would that technically what people say, like, okay, she is an Avenger or she's not an Avenger? Like, that's kind
of, well, she remember technically, you know, she's just helping her brother. Because remember, she was upgrading the suit.
Right.
So yeah. Oh, she's kind of like, that reminds me, dude. There was a thing I saw online too, which was like, someone did like a sketch of like, you know, if what happens after they beat Thanos, mm-hmm. and I thought it was cute that the brother and sister came, you know, T'Challa and Shuri come back. And she's like, I have so many upgrades for your suit. And I was just like, aw. And then, you know, like, they had different drawings. The one that got me was, it was Groot and Rocket, right? And, you know, Groot goes to Rocket to give him a hug. I am Groot. And then, you know, Rocket was like, I miss you too, buddy. I was like,
So adorable.
Yeah, yeah, like you know, because it all stems from the thread of the Avengers: The Fallen posters, and another fun thing is, hey, I think you've seen it lately. Oh, it's so much
memes. Fun. The Fallen memes.
Yeah, dude, one of my favorite ones that is so fucked up because it actually happened this past Tuesday on SmackDown, that Asuka lost her belt to Charlotte Flair because they're trying to really push hard that fucking
really.
They're trying to push hard that women's being that rivalry.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Asuka and they put her in black and white. Avengers are falling. I was like, that's hilarious. That's so fucked up.
You know what's one of my favorite ones?
Which one?
Fucking that I'm falling and I can't get it up. It's fucked up, but it's fucking hilarious.
Dude, the internet, fucking, you know, like the best and worst is still always, you know, no matter what. Oh,
this shit is great.
It is.
That and the John Wick one is pretty cool too.
The John Wick one was fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking great. I'm very excited for fucking Endgame, man. I can't fucking wait to see that shit. But before that, I gotta watch Captain Marvel.
I'm telling you, dude. Like I said, Yeah, the Marvel's not, it's not bad. Like, you know, like I say, it's good. You know, I enjoyed it.
I've heard nothing but positives about Captain Marvel, so I'm excited to watch it.
Dude, Cody, the best information I can give you without spoiling it is that technically it's a better interpretation of Green Lantern.
Well, yeah.
Because it plays out the exact same way, but the right way.
Right. Okay. I can dig it.
All right. So what you got, dude?
All right. So, this is something a little different that, you know, kind of saw this week, and I didn't know this was happening, and apparently they're coming out with a new Addams Family movie. And not only is it just an Addams Family movie, it's an animated Addams Family movie. And it's going to be the Addams Family Halloween. And it's very fucking exciting. And I'm very, very excited for this. This is, at the moment, we only have fucking just a poster of the artwork.
But the official trailer is supposed to drop on April 10th, from what I read.
Right, by the time we do our next episode or whatever. But the new poster looks really fucking cool. I'm very fucking excited for this poster.
And remember, it looks really cool.
Like you were saying something before the show.
Yeah, that before we started recording, I told you that, actually, you know, Charles Addams, or as Chaz, as he called himself, as you know, his artist name. Right, mm-hmm. the creator of the Addams Family. When I saw that poster, I was like, wow, you know, the animation style or whatever pays like true homage to his actual drawings.
Yeah.
And it, you know, except of course it's a, you know, like a
3D animated,
Yeah, 3D animated updated version of it, but it looks a lot like his, you know, like I think if he was still alive, that he would be like, I like it.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I was a kid growing up, I've actually read like some of the old, like, you know, the old school Charles Addams, Addams Family stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it was actually an influence on my style of drawing.
Yes. I get to definitely see that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this movie coming out.
Yeah, dude. It really grabbed me. Now, I just think it would be kind of funny if they pay homage like every different thing. Like, it would be funny if in one of the scenes there was like, you know, they're watching like an old like Raul Julia movie or something like that.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. So, we have a cast. Okay, we have a cast already, and Gomez is going to be played by Oscar Isaac, which is not a bad choice.
Dude, I don't even know who that is.
It's the dude. Okay, he was in Star Wars. He was also in the other movie, The Triple Frontier, that came out on Netflix the other day.
Okay.
He's a really good actor. He was also the guy that played in that movie, Inside Llewellyn Davis. I doubt you've seen that one as well. But
like Brian, like, you know, when you were trying to explain to him things, like telling like from the get down and stuff like that, where Brian's like,
yeah. Yeah, he's been around, and he's a really good actor.
He does
a very, very, very good Spanish. He actually speaks really good Spanish in fucking Triple Threat, Triple Frontier, that I was talking about last week. That was on Netflix.
Okay.
He speaks like he knows Spanish. You would think that he knows a lot of Spanish. So Oscar Isaac plays Gomez. Charlize Theron plays Morticia.
Not a bad choice.
Not a bad choice at all. Chloe Grace Moretz plays Wednesday. Which is interesting.
You know, it'd be interesting. I thought it would have been funny if they would have been like, you know, oh, we got Christina Ricci to play by Wednesday. Like,
right? Yeah, but you never know. They might play a cameo in another one.
Or they could get her to voice something else, you know.
Right, exactly, yeah. That's playing like a cameo.
Oh, my God. Dude, it'd be funny if they're watching, like, Back to the Future and they get actually fucking Christopher Lloyd.
Right?
He played Fester. You know,
mm-hmm.
Fester, we gotta go back to the future.
Finn Wolfhard is playing Pugsley. Finn Wolfhard is the main dude in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Kroll is playing Uncle Fester.
Dude, that is a good choice. Yes, now it'd be kind of funny if he goes for like Coach Steve kind of thing, like you know.
Oh, that'd be amazing, dude.
Oh, Gomez, he's so good.
Right?
I can finally put the thick in the warm.
Yeah. He plays such a good bad guy, too.
Oh, he was in the fucking Sausage Party.
Yeah, he was in Sausage Party. He was also in, what was it? Captain Underpants. He played the bad guy in that, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
They kept making fun of his name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and also as Grandma, we have Bette Midler.
Yeah, Grandmama.
Yes, Grandmama, sorry. Perdóname, so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this comes out in October, actually, of this year. So, very excited. It's just in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for next week. We'll be talking about the trailer for that shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can see right now. Like, just give it to us a red A, you know.
Right? Just fucking put it out there. God damn it.
Yeah. Give us a thick dick known as the Addams Family.
Basically.
The creepy and the kooky, mysterious and spooky, and altogether ooky.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me that Addams Family thriller.
Motherfucking right, bitches.
Da-na-na-na.
Yeah. And I guess the final thing for this week that kind of caught my attention, I'm kind of excited for, is being that we now have, of course, we have the ending of Gotham just a mere weeks away. We finally got a teaser, a quick teaser trailer for Pennyworth coming to the Epix Network. And this looks pretty fucking cool. Of course, we know Alfred Pennyworth, Bruce Wayne's butler
slash kid, caretaker after
caretaker slash
Thomas and Martha, Peter,
yeah. But this is basically his story before he became who he is now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this trailer's fucking cool. It shows some shit, man. It shows him back in England and just before. I don't know if it's completely before he meets fucking Thomas and Martha. Or around the time that he meets Thomas and Martha. But yeah, this looks fucking cool. He's an agent. MI6 agent or whatever. And they're kind of going by some of the comics that follow that. And I'm very excited for it.
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, when I saw the thing for Pennyworth, right? All I kept thinking about was Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Mm-hmm. The Alfred movie.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Really about the movie.
But yeah, this shit looks fucking cool, man.
It does. When you sent me the link, I was just like, okay. I can dig it.
Yeah, I can definitely dig it. And the fact that it's gonna be like on the Epics, it's like, okay. It's something it's feasible because there's gonna be a lot of shit going on in the show. So especially me, him being like an MI6 agent or whatever. So is it gonna go like him being a complete spy, or is he like a cop type thing, or what exactly is gonna happen with it? That I'm excited for. I kinda wanna see it. No.
Or he may dress up like Mrs. Doubtfire and be like,
right, exactly. We never know.
Oh man, that'd be so messed up now, like, you know, because of like that joking around, people just saying that like it really happens.
No.
It's like they listen to our shit.
Right? Yeah. Fucking biters.
Yeah. Get off this thick dick known as inner city geeks, asshole.
Right? Fuckers. Yeah, so I guess that's pretty much it for the show this week. It's quick and simple, right?
Yeah, quick and simple and to the point.
Yeah, we got a bunch of cool shit that's happening this week, so yeah, it's pretty cool. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have the Inner City Geeks podcast that you're listening to now. We also have Yay Toys, Good Games podcast that should be hopefully coming back soon. I miss those guys. I miss Frank and Alex. The other Alex.
Yeah. It makes me laugh because, you know, when it came to, like, because that when they were recording more and more of that, it was like that he became the more prominent Alex.
Right, exactly.
And then it was just like, oh, that's right. We have comic Alex and, you know, video right. game Alex.
Mm-hmm.
As we used to say
back in the day, the evil one and the wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so of course we have all the old episodes of Good Games on the show, on the site. We also have Yay Toys, like I said before. We have Manga Times and Anime World and
Comics.
Comics con Sabor, which haven't been on for a while either, but they should be coming back soon because, of course, you know, busy schedules and shit.
Yeah, adulting.
Yeah, word. Also on innercitygeeks.com, you can find that's been up for a couple weeks already. Charlie's article that he wrote about him loving music and shit. Check that shit out. It's a really good article. We're also planning on doing a lot more shit on innercitygeeks.com. I am planning on starting some video stuff soon, or starting some video stuff in general, not just necessarily soon, but doing video content for the show a little bit more, because of course I've got a little free time coming, so yeah. Yeah, bunch of shit on innercitygeeks.com, so make sure you go check that shit out. Also on innercitygeeks.com we have links to shit. We have links to Amazon, where you can buy just about anything, and whatever you buy just kicks back a little bit towards us. All you have to do is click the link and shop as you usually do. No special anything, just click the link. Buy anything you want on Amazon.com. But you can also get a first free month of Amazon Prime through the site as well. So yeah, go check that shit out. Another thing that's on there, we have a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company. It's a clothing company that basically caters to geeks and gamers, dude. Go check that shit out. There's a whole bunch of cool designs for shirts to t-shirts to hoodies to skull caps and baseball caps and anything and everything that we can pretty much wear anywhere. So go check that shit out. They got a lot of cool designs. They've actually been updating a lot of their designs. So make sure you go on there, check that shit out. And if you're going to buy something, you get 15% off entering code InnerCityGeeks. So make sure you do that. Yeah. They got a lot of cool shit on there. And you get 15% off anything in their store. So do that. Yes. And a good way to help the show out is to share the show with everybody that you know. Or everybody you don't know. Just, you know, just put it out there. Be like, listen, check this shit out. I don't know you out of, like, from a hole in the wall, but check out this fucking show. You might like it.
You might like it. You might love it.
Yeah, you might like it. You might love it. Yeah. You can't hate it because it's not garbage. So, yeah.
Far from it, dude. I think we is entertaining.
I think so, too. So, you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. check out all those places. Make sure you share it from all those places. And, you know, give us a little bit of feedback. Let us know what you think. A good way to give us some feedback is on our social networks. Of course, we are on the Facey Space, Inner City Geeks. So facebook.com/innercitygeeks. You could also find us on the Twitters at Inner City Geeks, on the Instagram at Inner City Geeks. Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me about to play Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, smash it.
But on Twitter, you can find me at Denied, DINYED, and on Instagram, DIN.Y.ED, which is the spelling of Denied when I was used to do pro wrestling.
Yeah, and you can find me on Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And yeah, that's pretty much fucking it for the show. But before we go, like every episode, I have some fucking music to play for you guys. And this week, I kind of went back into the crates, like I did last week. But not going that far back for this one. I'm going to some really cool shit, man. This week's episode song, outro song, I guess you can say, is it's a song that really I hold dear to my heart because I love it every time I fucking hear it. And it's 311's Beautiful Disaster.
You know, it's kind of funny. I have a friend that is obsessed with 311. I was just like, yeah, they're all right. You know, it's just not my thing, though.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But yeah, 311's Beautiful Disaster is the outro song for this week. So yeah, make sure you listen to it. It's fucking great. It's one of my favorite songs of theirs. And so say your goodbyes, Alex.
I'm going to do the Brian one. Goodbyes.
Yeah, so,
but yeah, next week, folks, same time, same channel, blah 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 blah.
Right, exactly. You know the deal. Yeah, so don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.